New Delhi. Major airlines have extended the suspension of flights to and from several Middle Eastern destinations as the conflict in the region deepens, triggering widespread airspace closures and fresh travel uncertainty. Carriers including IndiGo, Akasa Air, Qatar Airways, and Emirates announced continued disruptions, citing safety concerns and rapidly changing operational conditions. At Indira Gandhi International Airport, 87 international flights were cancelled during the day, 37 departures and 50 arrivals, as the fallout from the Middle East crisis entered its third consecutive day. Over the past 48 hours, Indian Airlines have cancelled around 760 overseas services due to restricted airspace across the Gulf. Delhi International Airport Limited, DIAL, which operates IGIA, said ongoing political developments in the Middle East were leading to delays and schedule adjustments for several westbound international flights. The airport handles more than 1,300 flight movements daily, making even limited disruptions significant for global connectivity. IndiGo said it is closely reviewing regional developments and has decided to prolong the temporary suspension of select international flights passing through parts of Middle Eastern airspace. The airline is offering passengers flexibility, including free rescheduling or credit shells for eligible bookings until March 7, 2026. Akasa Air has suspended flights to and from Jordan, Doha, Jeddah, Kuwait, and Riyadh for March 3, 2026. The airline is allowing full refunds or complimentary rescheduling for affected passengers and has urged travelers to verify flight status before heading to the airport. Qatar Airways confirmed that its operations remain temporarily halted due to the closure of Qatari airspace. Services will resume only after clearance from aviation authorities. Emirates announced the suspension of operations to and from Dubai until 1500 hours UAE time on March 3, citing multiple regional airspace restrictions. The airline is offering rebooking options or refunds and has temporarily closed city check-in facilities in Dubai. The aviation disruptions follow a dramatic escalation in hostilities after joint U.S.-Israel strikes on Iran that reportedly killed Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. In the days since, missile and drone exchanges have intensified across the region, with explosions reported in the UAE, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Kuwait. The conflict has also spread to Lebanon, where the Iran-backed group Hezbollah exchanged fire with Israel. Casualties have been reported in multiple countries, with hundreds feared dead in Iran. As governments assess the security situation, airlines remain cautious. Most carriers said operations will be adjusted in line with official advisories and airspace availability.